This conference will now be recorded.
All right, welcome everybody to the Education POC meeting for this Thursday, October the 9th. First on the agenda is to do the roll call. And then we go ahead and establish the roll call and quorum.
Okay, Commissioner Langillo.
Here.
Commissioner Shaw.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner John.
Here.
And Commissioner Shipper.
On.
We do have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you, Michael. Next, can we have staff identify themselves who are on the call today?
Justin Vogel.
Jim Hammers.
Michael Clark.
Mohammed Dhani.
Alan Burke.
All right, okay, thanks. Next, we have the review and approval of the meeting agenda that we have for today. If no one has any questions or concerns, do we have a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
Chuck, move approval.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, item three, we've got review and approval of the August 7th, 2025 meeting minutes. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to review those, and if so, do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes? Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? I think I heard a second there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, meeting minutes are approved. Next, item number four is pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. We have none pending today, so we'll go to item number five, which is pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation to the commission. we have three of those today. The first course that we'll be reviewing is course number 1330.0. And Michael, can you give us an overview of this course for us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is 2023 Advanced Florida Building Code. The provider is Royal Construction School. The accreditor, Bill Dumbaugh. The accreditation date, 8/27/2025. This is a one-hour instructor-led course designed to show the current requirements of Florida building construction standards that are required by Florida Statutes 553, Part 4. The participants will gain knowledge of the Florida Building Code requirements of the statute as well as application of the code to apply for a business. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Is anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on course number 1330.0? All right, hearing none, do you have a motion to approve course 1330.0?
Shipper, that will be staff recommendation.
All right, we have a motion and a second there. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and of course, 1330 is approved. Next course number is 1331.0. And Michael, can you give us an overview of this one as well?
Yes, sir. The course title, Analysis of Changes to the Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, an advanced course. The provider is PDH Academy. The accreditor again is Bill Dumbaugh, and the accreditation date 8/20/2025. This is a two-hour online course designed to highlight key updates to the 8th edition. approved by the Florida DBPR, this advanced Florida building code module meets the state requirements and focuses on significant changes to help professionals stay compliant and informed. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Is anybody from the POC wishing to speak on course 1331.0? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on the course? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the course?
I will move approval.
And we can move
it. Second.
And we have a motion and a second. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the course 1331.0 is approved. Our third course here is course number 1329.0. Michael, can you give us an overview?
Yes, sir. The course title is 2023 Advanced Florida Building Code, Key Updates and Compliance. The provider is Continuing Education Academy. The accreditor, JC Code and Construction Consultant, and the accreditation date, 8/21/2025. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that provides a comprehensive review of significant updates in the 8th edition of the Florida Building Code 2023. It highlights key revisions across multiple chapters, including interior finishes, egress components, exterior wall systems, roof assemblies, and the newly mandated structural inspections for condominiums and cooperatives. As a result of the administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on course number 1329.0? Hearing none, anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve course number 1329.0?
Bell with approval.
If you will, second.
All right, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, course 1329.0 is approved. Next, item number six on the agenda, we have pending administratively approved updated courses. We have none pending for today. Item number seven is pending administratively approved self-affirmative change updated courses. We have none pending for today as well. And item number eight is pending administratively approved self-affirmative one change updated courses, and we have none pending for today as well. That takes us to item number nine on the agenda, which is the Education Administrator Activity Report. Do you have a report for today?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of normal activities of the administrator from July 23, 2025 through September 23, 2025. Including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling various inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also contained is training funding information for 2024-2025, which is promoted by Building and Safer Florida and includes their eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the October 9th, 2025 EdPOC agenda.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Does anybody have any questions or comments for Michael on the report for today? All right, hearing none, we'll go to item number 10, which is other POC business. Do we have anything that someone wants to bring up? If not, item number 11 is public comment. If there is anybody from the public on the call today to make any comments? Hearing none, we'll go to item number 12, which is POC member and staff comments.
Brian, this is David John. Can I make a comment, please?
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner John.
Michael, I want to compliment you again. This is, again, great and easy to review with only the two items, so good job on that. But I do have a question for you. I really did like receiving the course service, the course review checklist. Is that something that you're going to stop sending out, or can you continue to send that out?
Well, the checklist is included with the when I send the link out to you, that checklist is included. But if you want me to send those separately to you when I send a summary report, I can certainly do that also.
No, if you send it, I just didn't see it. That's my mistake. So you are going to continue to send it out. I think it's very helpful. I just didn't see it this time.
Yes. I absolutely will keep sending it.
Okay, thank you. But you did an excellent job, Michael. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll second that. Excellent job, Michael. And yeah, you did send that out as part of an attachment on the email when you sent the link out. I think it was a couple weeks ago, though.
Yeah.
On that one there. So, okay. All right, then. Is there any other comments from the group for today? If not, we stand adjourned. I thank everybody for attending today.
Good job.
Thank you, Commissioner.